Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. Welcome to 30JK Saturday on Blog Talk Radio. 4 o'clock in the p.m. Yes, sir. Jason Kelly. That's right. Yep. Let's go. Hey. All right. Let's really rock this house. All right. King of the Nations week continues. And today is a great day for 30JK Saturday. I, in just a few moments, will be talking to Jocelyn D'Souza. Now, he is keyboardist, composer, and producer, and he is in charge of this little nativity concert. And speaking of which, the website for you to go to check out this show. And since we got a little track here, I'm going to start playing it, and we will have a little fun with Jocelyn in just a moment. 30JK, I'm Jason. Thank you for listening.
From the Father, bearing His good news.
thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever and ever. Amen.
The King of the nations, our stronghold of faith, our one true Messiah, we sing of your praise. We sing of your coming, we wait for your birth, proclaiming your promise to the end of the earth. King of the nations, our stronghold of faith, our one true Messiah, we sing of your praise. We sing of your coming, we wait for your birth, proclaiming your promise to the end of the
Wow. Just wow. WJK Nation, did you just hear that just now? That was Jocelyn D'Souza featuring Suzanne Benavidez Sutherland, who I had on yesterday, and a whole host of other people doing the title track of their soon-to-be hit play, King of the Nations. And in just a few moments, if I can get them on here, I will have Jocelyn D'Souza, the composer of what you just heard, 347-857-2310, and we will talk about that more. Again, my phone number to rock it with us is 347-857-2310, or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/JKFX4Life. That's JKFX, the number 4, and LIFE, all capital, all one word, you for the word, and you know that's word. 30JK Saturday, because Fridays just ain't enough, baby. You know I had to bring it in. You know I had to pump it up just for y'all. And you know it. Right now, it's all about being positive, showing a lot of love. And that's all we know how to do. That's the only thing we know how to do, as a matter of fact. Hey, Jocelyn, if you're listening, call in, tune in, join us. It's party time. I want to talk to you some more about King of the Nations, and hopefully we can get to know more of you in a minute. And again, thank you to Suzanne Benavidez Sutherland for letting me see her side of things. For King of the Nation, and oh, check it out. I see a number, and I'm going to pick it up right now on 30JK. This is Jason Kelly on the air, and so are you.
Hey, Jason, this is Jocelyn here.
Ladies and gentlemen, 30JK Nation, give it up for Jocelyn D'Souza.
Yes, sir. Oh, thank you for having me.
How are you, sir?
Hanging in there, pretty busy, but trying not to get too crazy.
Right. So So you are the keyboardist, composer, and producer of this very Nativity concert that I'm speaking of.
Yes.
And tell 30JK Nation out there how you came about that. First of all, let's get a background check on you.
Sure. I actually was born in a land far, far away in a country called Oman. And for those of people who don't know where that is, it's actually the country right next to Dubai. And it's a very peaceful, quiet country. And it's an Arab nation. It's a Muslim country. But my parents migrated from India for work over there. And I was born there. I went to school there. I went to church there. I had my music education there. And after I finished high school, that's when I came to the United States. I was actually in Toledo, Ohio for 2 years, and then I moved down to Dallas, Texas.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome. So how long have you been a keyboardist?
Oh, I started playing by ear when I was 3.5, 4, and started very, very young. I used to emulate my dad and my brother playing. So I started playing by ear, and on my 5th birthday, I guess, that was my first piano lesson. My father took me to my first piano teacher, and I started studying piano classically until about high school, and there was music in the house all the time, be it in church. I started playing in church when I was 6, and so there was music from school, music at home, and music from church. And so while I was working on music and, you know, developing music when I was a kid, my sort of relaxing time with music was when I used to listen to the radio, and that's when I started hearing music that I liked, which was American pop and American rock songs, and artists like Madonna and Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie, Phil Collins, Dire Straits, and all those cats. Like, you know, that's the kind of music I loved listening to, and I still do today. And so along with all that and the church music and classical music, so that was all my influence, and that was all my, you know, the music that I grew up with. And so you fast forward that about 7 years ago, when it was actually Christmas time. And I remember, like, listening to the radio, and, you know, we have a great tradition when it comes to Christmas. We have, like, wonderful music, and it's a time of giving and a time of, you know, sharing and, you know, fellowship with family and friends. And as I was listening to the radio, I remember listening to songs like Chestnuts Roasting and All I Want for Christmas Is You, and all that kind of stuff that really didn't take me to the heart of what Christmas was all about. And I thought, why not write something original and go really hardcore to the actual story of Christmas and the reason we celebrate the season, but write it to music to where, you know, people can understand and relate to music that's going on today. So basically write music to where it's culturally relevant. So that's where the Nativity Project started, back in 2008. So that was the birth of this project.
Wow. Wow.
So in a nutshell, that's the story.
Oh, okay. Now, in the music clip that you gave me, we had Suzanne in there singing, and who else besides her was singing?
Oh, there's basically, let's see, about 6 or 7 singers on that track who I've had the pleasure of working with and recording and being friends with for the last 8, 9, maybe 10 years. And I thought, you know, why not just incorporate all my friends into this song? And it actually started with one song. I only wanted to write one Christmas song that was a little different. And one song became sprung open into this idea that became 2 songs to 4 to 8, and now it's a 15-song concert production.
And it's all because of him.
Yes.
Yeah. 347-857-2310. It's 347-857-2310. We are live with Jocelyn D'Souza of King of the Nations. Question, Oman or the USA? Which is better and why?
Which is better? Wow. I will tell you, Oman is good for the weather because it's warm. I grew up in a warm country, and in a way I'm thankful I'm in Texas because it's close to the weather that was, you know, back home. Oman is sort of like San Antonio. It's like got wide open spaces. It's got hills. It's dry and it's warm. Oman is, believe it or not, it's the second cleanest country in the world after Singapore. So it's really, really beautiful. Not a lot of people know this, but it's one of those hidden treasures in the Persian Gulf. And it's half of the country borders the Arabian Sea. And so it's like a mini California on one end, and then it's got the desert on the other end. So it's very diverse. Now, which
wow.
one is better? Well, it's hard to explain. It's like, you know, it's like asking which one is better? Is it China or Japan? Like there's individual qualities of both that you like and don't. I will say the only thing I don't like about the United States is the cold, the cold weather. You can take off the cold weather.
Yeah. I can attest to that because I come from a cold place, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, up north. I live in Louisville, Texas.
Yes.
And Texas, you don't get to see or feel cold weather as much as you do up north.
Yes. And actually, over here in Dallas, I know people over here are not going to agree with me, but for me, it's not as hot as what it used to be back home for me. So the temperatures in the summer go there up to like 110 degrees Fahrenheit. So,
okay, from your perspective, why King of the Nations? Why should people go and see you guys?
Well, because over the last 50 years or more, with the development of song and the music business and technology, and there have been different projects during the Christmas time, be it the Christmas Story or the Christmas Carol or movies. And Christmas is a time that everybody, you know, wants to get in on, be it stores, be it music, be it artists, be it businesses, and that's how they bank on that one thing, because they know people will go shop, people will go to different outings or different places or venues or concerts and all that. And it's been so commercialized, and it's been so basically I wanted to take everybody back in time to why we are celebrating the season. And even though it originated as a Christian season or a Christian festival or a Christian holiday, everybody on earth celebrates it somehow or the other. Like even if you're Jewish or Muslim or Hindu or non-religious, you still go to people's houses and you go to families and you give them presents and you celebrate the holiday, and you are on holiday. And some people, yes, they work on that, you know, on Christmas Day also, but everyone knows what Christmas is. And in the midst of all that noise, I wanted to just step back and see, maybe as someone who grew up in the Christian faith, someone who went to church, and, you know, my favorite part of Christmas was building the nativity scene. Ever since I was a kid, I couldn't wait to put my hands on that, because that was my favorite part, like put the, you know, decorations on the Christmas tree and ornaments and stuff. But mine was like building the nativity scene. And so I guess that's always been in my heart. And so taking that and with the grandioso of the music that I like, so I thought I'd put two and two together. And I basically wanted to do a project that tells you the reason for the season.
Wow. That's excellent. Excellent, excellent. And do you have any family around here or in Oman?
My mom and dad are back home. They come and visit once in a while. I do have a brother down in San Antonio.
Okay. Cool. And anybody you'd like to shout out to while I have you on the air?
I'd just like to shout out to all the people who helped me and are helping me still in this project. I mean, there have been some wonderful angels that God has put down in my path that are helping me with this project. And early on, I knew, even though I'm writing this, I should not be taking the credit for this project because I'm just plagiarizing from another story. So it's not even an original story. So, you know, it's his story and it's his project, and all glory goes to him, all fame goes to him. And so I just want to shout out to, like, all the singers, all the musicians that are helping me with this project right now, including Suzanne and all my other friends. And basically all the other friends who are helping me behind the scenes, like making phone calls, like going down, you know, on the street, like knocking on doors and promoting this right now. So, you know, I would like to thank all of those people. They're the ones who make this happen.
Oh, okay. And where will
And that would include you too, Jason.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Wow. And tell the fine folks at 30JK Nation where to go and see this fine production.
Well, first I would direct them to the website, which is www.nativityconcert.com. And over there you get all the information of what the show is about, and you have clips of the music, and you see who the performers are. And if you click on shows, it'll tell you what dates the shows are going to be. We have three shows and three concerts. Well, the first one is on December 4th, which will be at the McKinney Performing Arts Center in downtown McKinney, at the old courthouse that they've converted into a theater. And the second one will be at St. Gabriel Catholic Church. We're going to do a big concert there. That'll be the biggest one. That'll seat at least about 800 people. And the third will be December 22nd, which is a Tuesday, at the Plano Courtyard Theater. And all three shows start at 8 p.m.
Wow. You got that, 30JK Nation? This guy knows his stuff. This guy really knows how to rock it. Jocelyn D'Souza.
And
that's
what's yet to come, but I haven't mentioned on the website also, is that the CD, the full CD with all the 15 songs, comes out this Thanksgiving. It'll be available on iTunes, and it'll be available for hard copies on sale at the concert. So get your tickets now and be there. You don't want to miss this.
And that's Jocelyn, spelled J-O-S-L-I-N, music, at Twitter.
Yes. Yes.
And your last name is D'Souza. I'll spell that. It's D-S-O-U-Z-A, D'Souza, like in sousaphone. Got it?
Yes.
Very, very, very happy to have you on. Any
Likewise.
Last words?
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, any last words before we end this?
No, I mean, just that, you know, this has been a great journey for me, and I hope people go get their tickets now, and I can't wait to share this journey of that, you know, of the season with them also. And they will not be disappointed. They will get to see some amazing, amazing musicians and amazing performers on stage. We're talking with people who have played with, you know, various artists, and who are like, we have a 4-time Grammy winner who's a percussion player. And then our drummer has played in amazing bands and groups, and he is also amazing. We have the best singers in town. So it's an amazing show. This is our first show, and it's going to be a great concert. And in the future, we do have plans to make this into a musical also. That's what's being in the talks right now, and we're planning that, and also for a future screenplay.
Well, it's nice having you on. Go to nativityconcert.com, check out their Facebook pages, Twitter pages, all that good stuff. Jocelyn, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Jason. Appreciate it.
All right. You have a great day, and say hi to Suzanne for me.
I will.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right. That's going to do it here for 30JK Saturday edition. We thank you all for tuning in. This has been Jason Kelly, and I say to you, horns up, head up, keep your chin up. That's what you blue devils always do all day, all night, all the time. And we will be back here next week. Friday coming up. So you want to make sure that you get in where you fit in, because Rico Marquez is coming on. You know him best as the former editor-in-chief of American Curbs. And now, get ready for Eve Magazine. If you're a red-blooded American male like I am, then you don't want to miss out on what we have to talk about with him. See you on the flip side, 30JK Nation, and as always imparting, it's a JK thing. Sissy, we gone.
Get ready.